sweetie? Sleeping hard? Or hardly sleeping? Oh, I'm just joking. Or am I being unnecessarily cruel? Because we both know what the answer to that is. Don't we? Guess who's having a hard time getting their recommended 8 hours of sleep? Me? Oh no, my dear. I'm getting my 8. And then some. Well, I was. But we have a problem. No, my dear. I'm talking about you. You adorable little cutie. Don't think I haven't noticed. Seeing you tossing and turning for the last few weeks. Oh, it's really been the worst. And thanks to your lack of sleep, I'm hardly getting any sleep either, so thanks for that. Usually, after you turn in for the night, I'm only on the telescope for half an hour. Hour max. But since you're not going to sleep until 3, 4 in the morning, not only has your life been suffering, so has mine. I mean, for the first time in years, my boss had to tell me to shape up or ship out. Can you believe the audacity of the man? The sure cojones that idiot has. Well, he won't be telling me shit anymore. As to why, I'll let you draw your own conclusions. Just let me tell you this. No one gets the right to tell me how I spend my time. Especially when it comes to you. And that is a promise. And while we're on the topic of promises, here's another one. By the time I leave, you'll be sleeping. But until that time comes, guess we'll just have to continue cuddling. You're so adorable. What's wrong? Am I holding you too tight? You can feel your ribs cracking? Well, yeah, so can I. I mean, I'm the one doing it, aren't I? Of course I know what I was doing. I'm hugging my darling. That's what you are, you know. My darling. And I'm finally holding you. I can't believe it. You have no idea how long I've been dreaming of doing this exact same thing. It's a pity it has to be under these circumstances. I really wish it was under better conditions, but I'll take what I can get. As you know, beggars can't be choosers. Oops. Sorry. I forgot. I'll let you go. Well, I'll stop crushing you. You know what I mean. I'm not gonna let you go, but I can't have you dying in my arms. Not yet, anyway. Maybe sometime in the future. Now that would be romantic, wouldn't it? The two of us, star-crossed lovers and all that, we'd be the last things either of us sees before we breathe our last breaths. So romantic. Anyway, I really need you to fall asleep, darling. Because as much as I adore holding you like this, if I don't get a decent night of sleep, I'm going to end up murdering someone. Again. Now, how should we tackle your insomnia? Speaking of which, you used to be such a good sleeper. Something must have happened. Did something happen at work? Maybe. Or with your family, perhaps. I noticed they don't come around as often as they used to. Did something happen between them? Oh, wow. That's so messed up. Wait, let me get this straight. So, they got some mail threatening their lives if they kept coming over to see you? Oh, no. I wonder what kind of loving, unhinged lunatic could send them something like that. But that can't be the reason why you're having trouble sleeping. Please tell me it's not. It's not? Thank God. Oh, I didn't say anything. Now, you were going to tell me what's keeping you up at night. Work? Yeah, that sounds about right. What's wrong with it? Your boss? Ugh, what's that old fart up to now? Oh, I'm just guessing. I mean, bosses are all old, right? So, he's on your ass, huh? You're not meeting your sales quotas? Oh, come on. Everyone's got their bad days. I mean, sure, your bad day's more like a month, but that's the truth. No one's perfect all the time. Except for you. That's right. I said it. You're perfect. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Anyway, so it's your boss who's fucking with you. I guess it would be safe to assume that if he didn't exist, you wouldn't have to deal with his bullshit anymore. Right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, now that we know what's keeping you up, let's see what we can do about getting you to sleep this very moment. Now, close your eyes. No, seriously, close your eyes. I promise I won't do anything. Except hold you just a little tighter. But not enough to crack your ribs. Yeah? Okay. Are your eyes closed? Good. Now, I want you to take a deep breath. That's it. Let it out. Again. again. And then again. Last time. Relax your shoulders, sweetheart. You're just too tense. Relax. Relax. Hey, I'm telling you to relax. It's okay. I'd never hurt you. Never, ever would I hurt you. You're far too precious to hurt. You know, can I tell you a secret? From that moment I saw you at the checkout lane in the supermarket, I just knew. I just knew you were the one. Can't you feel it? This connection between us? You can, can't you? Say it. That's a good boy. Yeah. Anyway, ever since I saw you, I just knew, and I couldn't take my eyes off of you. So, I followed you out of the supermarket. Just put my basket down and followed you to the parking lot. Ran through a red light and almost got T-boned by a passing semi to catch up to you, but I did it. Caught up to you, I mean. And then I sat outside your house for a few hours, just watching you. I love that you're a simple man. You put your groceries away, made yourself a cup of coffee, and then you turned on the TV and watched a few episodes of The Office before you turned on your PlayStation and stabbed a few bodies in Sekiro before eating a microwave meal and then heading to bed. You fell asleep so quickly. If you hadn't been the object of my attention, I would have gotten so bored. That was just over half a year ago. And I continued to watch you, day after day, week after week. Until just a month later, when someone down the street decided that they were sick of the threatening letters in their mailbox and to move down to Florida. Of course, I wouldn't know anything about that, in case you were curious. No. Of course not. I knew there was no way you'd return my love if I hurt people so unjustifiably. So I moved in. And it is amazing there. I have a straight line right into this window. I'm really lucky, aren't I? Yeah, like I was even just thinking that my boss? What about him? Oh. Well. He was a special case. I promise. Look. If it makes you feel any better, I had a go at his personal laptop while he was out for lunch. And what if I told you that his sexual tastes ran towards the, well, let's just say the, youngish type. I mean, not to kink shame or, you know, anything like that, but, I mean, not to kink shame anyone or anything like that, but That's the kind of thing that used to get you castrated in any polite society. You should thank me. I've removed a wolf from the proverbial sheep herd. Wouldn't I make just the cutest little shepherdess? Anyway, enough about him. Let's talk about you. I want to talk about you. I want to talk to you. Forever and ever and ever and ever. That's all right, isn't it? I am so in love with you, with everything about you. The way your hair feels under my fingertips, the steady beat of your heartbeat under my hands, how your back trembles just the slightest bit against me. You're so adorable. I just want to eat you up. But I won't. Although, I suppose it would be the ultimate expression of love. Don't you think? That I love you so much. So, so much that I would eat you, consume your body limb by limb. That way you would always be with me no matter what. I bet you would taste so delicious. But I won't. Because if I did that, it would mean that I'd no longer be able to look at you. Even if you were a part of me, I'd never be able to look at you. Hold you. Smell you. Kiss you. Now, shh. Don't worry about anything. Don't think about anything. Just close your eyes. And sleep, my love. Sleep, my darling. Sleep. Sleep. And dream of me. Seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fade.